self-control.
今天我们要讲圣灵的果子节制。
Talk about self-control. I really want to talk to youngster and everyone. Everyone needs help.
我们在讲到节制，我特别的想向我们的青少年讲一下节制的问题。其实所有的人都需要节制。
Okay. So do you feel sometimes you lack of self-control? Or you are very self-control? You're very disciplined. What is self-control? What is self-control from the Holy Spirit?
我问大家，你们觉得你们有节制吗？你是不是觉得你常常会很有节制？什么是节制呢？什么是来自于圣灵的节制呢？
I see the definition. First point, three point. True self-control is both behavior and heart. The second point, you cannot control your own heart. You can control your behavior, you cannot control your own heart. The third point is true self-control is spiritual control.
我是今天要讲三点。第一点，真正的节制是来自于行为和心灵的节制。那第二点呢，你不能够控制自己心灵的你的心灵节制。第三点呢，真正的节制是来自于圣灵的节制。
There's spiritual fruits. The fruits is true fruits is the self control, and there's a faith fruit. Before we talk about what is the word definition of self control, is the act, power, habit of having one's desires under the control of the will.Enlightened by the right reason and faith.
节制有虚伪的节制是行为上的节制，真正的节制是行为和心理上的节制。那我们的行为，我们的行为，我们的能力，我们的习惯，我们自己都是在。一个人的行为和能力习惯，把它基于一个信仰和正确的思维管束之下的节制。
Your will enlightened by faith, by truth, and control your desire and control your behavior. That's called self-control.
我们的意志被我们的信仰。被我们一个正确的思维管辖之下的节制，这才叫正确的节制。
So self-control is very, very important. In the Proverbs 25:28, like a city whose walls are broken through, is a person who lacks self-control.
节制是对于人的生命是非常重要的，就像箴言20-28所。一样，我们的节制就像一个我们就像一个城墙一样，如果有破口就会到达。
So if you're a city without wall, what's happened to the city?
如果一个城市没有城墙的话，那这个城市会怎么样呢？
Any world when you go in,
敌人就可以自由的进入我们的城市。
So, same thing, if we don't have self-control, all negative enemy will come into our life.
同样，如果我们没有节制的话，所有的不好的撒旦的东西就会进入我们的心中，没有任何的地方。
Self-control is very important.
所以节制非常重要。
Now we talk about there's a fake self, there's a real self. The real self contains the truth of the Holy Spirit. The real self-control is both behavior and heart.
我现在讲一下虚伪的节制和真实的真正的节制。真正的节制呢是行为和心灵的节制啊，是看见的和看不见的节制，它是圣灵的果子。
So behavior, I would concede, this person is very disciplined. Every morning, you get up certain time, doing certain work, and not changing and temptation in the game. You can resist it. We're diligent, working hard, and athletes practice our behavior.
行为上的节制是我们眼睛能够看得见的，是我们每天可以行出来的。比如说，我们可以很早起来，早早的起来，我们可以早早的锻炼身体。我们不像运动员一样，他可以按时间去训练，这个都是眼睛看得见的，是非常有时间节制的。
But those kind of behavior, our own will can produce it. If you have enough power, using your force, determination, strength, you can force yourself to do it.
这种行为上的节制，我们有的时候靠着我们个人的意志是可以做到的。如果我们非常决心的去做这些事情的话，我们可以强迫自己去做这些事情。
However, those behaviors may not please God.
但是你这些行为上的节制，在有的时候并不能够让神好喜悦。
Because it came from your own will, your own desire, your own strength. You will have a problem. When you do it, when you successfully accomplish something, you will say, hey, I'm better than that. He cannot control himself. He has been tempted by pain. You know, his life is not it's a mess, it's not a structure. So you have a problem.That thing is not easy enough.
我们这些行为上的节制，有的时候并不能够讨主的喜悦，因为你靠自己的努力，靠自己的意志去达到这样的节制，有的时候你会感觉到自傲，你觉得自己这是我自己努力，凭着我自己努力做出来的啊，这个不是很好，这个不是讨神的喜悦。
The true self-control is from the
真正的节制是来自于圣灵的。
So the faith self-control is kind of just behavior modification, just changing of behavior.
虚假的节制是行为上的节制，只是我们人靠着自己的意志来调整自己的行为而已。
So people can using their motivation for success, habit, build habit to create that.
人们有的时候可以靠着他们的能力，靠着他们的意志去强迫他们自己能够做一些虚伪的一些节制，行为上的节制。
Those always did not came from Holy Spirit, not came from God. Those fake self-control will always make you lose.
但是如果这些节制不是来自于圣灵，不是来自于神的话，你常常会在这些事情上，你自己失败。
You may ask, hey, I did it, I success, I can do a lot of things, I control my body, I beat my body, I can work very hard. So why do I lose?
你也许会再问这个问题，哎，我可以成功。我可以凭着自己的努力去达到某一些目标，我可以做到。你为什么说我失败呢？
Because that produces heart. The heart is not right.
因为你行为上的节制，最后导致的结果是你的自傲，是你的骄傲。
Of course, if you fail, someone must. very hard to discipline ourselves. So it's facing from temptation, video games, watching YouTube video without being homework, and we fail. When you fail, you feel give up, you feel discouraged, you lose hope. So either way, you are losing.
如果你失败了的话，那你就会说这个是受这个引诱，受那个引诱，你会感觉到自己非常的失望，甚至自己很沮丧，到一个程度，你自己感觉到自己很沮丧，你就会觉得自己的人生失去目标。
The reason you lose is because you lost relationship with God.
你失败了，因为你与神脱离了关系。
So Satan doesn't care your success in your life or fail in your life. He only cares if you separate from God. You're not trusting God. That's the only thing he cares.
撒旦他并不关心你在自己生活当中的成功还是失败，他唯一的目标就是要让你得胜。
So we are not in the business of behavior modification. The church is not in that business.
我们在教会当中，我的目标是改一下我们的行为。
There's a counsel books, self-help, help you changing your behavior, using psychology to help you. That's not our intention, our purpose.
我们现在社会有很多很多的书籍能够告诉你如何在有节制能够改变自己的行为也有很多的从精神学从这个心理学来帮助你，但是这不是我们的目标的。
True self-control starts with the control of your heart. We are in the business of heart transformation. That's our church's purpose.
真正的节制是心理的节制，心理的节制。我们的目标是心理的变化，是心理的心理的改变，这是我们教会的目标。
How to transfer your heart? How to control your heart?
如何改变我们的心理？如何能够节制我们的心理
？Heart is very important. Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart. For everything we do flows from
心灵的节制是非常重要的箴言书4:23说你要保守你心胜过保守一切因为生命的源泉心发出
Everything came from your heart. God cares your heart. God not only cares your behavior, outward behavior, also what is the source of that behavior. The two things I think are consistent.
我们所有的一切都是来自于心灵神不仅仅关心你的行为，神更重要的关心你的心灵，从你心灵来的一切。
However, we cannot control our heart. We can control our behavior. We can use our will to control our behavior. We cannot control our heart. The reason is because we are enslaved. We are the slave of sin.
事实上我们并不能够节制我们的心灵我们自己并不能靠自己节制我们的心灵我们也许可以改变我们的心灵但是不能节制心灵因为我们的心灵因为我们自己受罪恶的辖制我们在罪中
John chapter 8:32 They answered him First When Jesus You believe me You obey me You will have true freedomAnd they still argue that we are free. We are Abraham's descendants, have never been slaves of anyone. And then Jesus replied, Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
约翰福音第八章第三十一节三十三节门徒们在问耶稣。耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们常常遵守我的道，不是我的真理了。你们必晓得真理，真理叫你们得以自由。”他们回答说：“ 我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从埃及又通过谁的吩咐？你怎么说你们必得自由呢？耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，所有犯罪的就是罪人，如果不能永远住在家中，儿子是永远住在家中。
Whoever sin is a slave of sin. And you guys may feel like, hey, I'm not a slave of anybody. I can do whatever I want to do. I want to go there, I go there. I want to do this, play this game, I play this game. I want to cook you. So I am in control of my life. Why are you calling me slave of sin?
所有在罪中活着的人不是罪的奴。也许你会问，我不是奴隶，我不是谁的奴，我可以做这，我可以做那，我可以玩游戏，我可以做任何事情，我不是奴隶。
Just like those Pharisees, they argue, they said, we are not, we have never been slaves of anyone. Why you call me slaves?
就像约翰福音第八章三十三节这里的法利赛人在讲，那我们从来没有做过任何人的奴仆，你为什么说我们是罪的奴仆呢？
You may be able to control your behavior. You can change your behavior. That much you can control. Very limitedly, but you cannot make your heart right. You cannot make your heart give thanks to God.You cannot make your heart worshiping God. You cannot make your heart trusting God. Impossible. Because your heart is slave by sin.
你也许可以改变一下自己的行为，但是你不能从根本上改变你的心理。你不能完全凭你自己的血气去相信神，不能完全凭自己的血气去说你可以紧跟神，因为你是罪的瑕疵。
So now the last question is, how can we gain the self-control of our heart? The true self-control is the Holy Spirit controlling.
那最后一个问题，下一个问题，那我们如何能够得到我们心灵的节制呢？那这里心灵的节制就是真正的节制，是圣灵的节制。
From Holy Spirit. The self-control came from Holy Spirit.
这个真正的节制是来自于圣灵。
Some of you said, I don't want to be controlled by anything. I want to be free. I want to be my master. I want to be my boss. I do not want to listen to anybody.
也许有的人会说，我不想要任何人去控制我，我要做自己。我不要任何别人去控制。
You know, absolute freedom is absolute bondage.
你要知道，完全的自由就是完全的瑕疵。
Because you are created to rely on someone. You either rely on Holy Spirit.Righteous. You're either slave of righteous or you're slave of sin. You can only choose these two.
我们要知道，我们被造，我们被造的时候，我们要，我们是神造了我们，就是让我们依靠什么？我们或者依靠神，或者依靠撒旦。
If you sin.Satan, sin, your flesh is your master.
如果你犯罪了，那撒旦就是你的。
And you may apparently have freedom. You may be, you know, I still can do whatever I want to do.
表面上你看好像你有自由，你愿意做什么就做什么。
Reality, your control is sin.
但是事实上，根本上你被魔鬼所。
How Satan control you?
撒旦如何辖制你呢？
He control you through lies.
他用谎言来辖制。
He sneak into lie, sneak lie into your brain.
他把谎言悄悄地送到你的脑海里。
This is the first kernel. This is I. So you cannot help, hey, this is Satan's lie or myself. You welcome it as part of you. That's the trick you play on.
撒旦常常装扮成你自己去把谎言放在你心中，让你感觉到这是你自己真正所想，是你自己的自由。
You guys know the story Trojan horse. You know the story?
你们大家知道这个故事克洛伊马的这个故事吗？
Long, long time ago, there's an army trying to attack city of Troy, but they cannot conquer the city. And then they have a plan. They make a huge force and make inside empty, send soldiers inside the horse, and then they leave the horse in the city gate.
在很久很久以前的一个战争当中他们在攻打一座城市，他们久攻不下，然后他们想出这样一个主意，他们造了一个特洛伊马，一个马，在这个马里头藏着士兵，然后把这个马呢放在城。
And they pretend they are retreat, and the city people are so happy. Hey, they retreat. We are winning. We have victory. So they say this horse can function, and we can take it as our trophy. So they drag the horse into the city.
那城中的人呢，看到敌军已经溃去了，所以他们很高兴。他们就打开城门，看到这个高大的木马，他说这个是我们的战利品，我们可以把它推到城当中作为我们的战利品。所以他们把马就运到了城中。
You know what's happened? The soldier come out of the horse, open the gate, arm come back, took the city. So that's the sad story for the people who were destroyed.
那这个木马当中埋伏的士兵，他们就突然间从马当中出来，击溃城中的人，把城门打开，那敌军呢就从城外就打了进来。
So Satan pretend as he first turn up, using a voice, that voice making you feel that that's me, that's I'm thinking that that's me. You cannot tell the difference after that.
撒旦他装扮成你自己进入你的心中，把谎言进入你的心中，让你感觉到这个谎言是来自于你自己，你觉得是你自己的自由意志做出这样的选择。
So Paul in Romans chapter 7 verse 20 stated this. I mean, read. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it.
罗马书第七章第二十节描述了这样的场景。罗马书第七章二十节说，如果若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
Inside of you, there's another very dangerous thing. Many times he speaks to you through I. It's inside of you.
所以在我们这个有罪的身体里头，有一个非常危险的撒旦在跟我们讲话，他装扮成我们自己在跟我们讲话。
He will tell you, just keep playing that game. Nothing wrong. You can do the homework later.
撒旦就会跟你讲，哎，你可以继续玩你的游戏啊，你不需要做你的功课，你以后再做吧。你不需要去听你的父母话。
Tell you all kinds of reasons, you feel so right, so good.
他会用各种各样的谎言让你感觉到很高兴，让你觉得很好。
If you do not be careful, you take that as part of you. And say, that's my thing.
如果你不注意的话，你就会把这个想象成是你自己的自我意志，你觉得这是我自己想的。
You just like the people in the troll drag their force into their sin. They drag the enemy. Because they have no knowledge, they drag their enemy. You guys accept those lies into your life.
就像这个特洛伊城的城的居民一样，他们把敌军拽到了他们的城里，最后他们识破。那你如果这样的话，你把撒旦的谎言拿到你的心中，你以为是自己的想法，最后就失去了自我。
So how to prevent that?
我们如何避免这样的事情发生呢
？So we need to let Holy Spirit control.
首先，你要用要圣灵来接制你。
Then you can distinguish, oh, this is a lie. I am not going to accept.
因为圣灵在你的心中，所以你可以分辨撒旦的谎言。
Another example, so everybody knows cancer is very hard to kill, to heal. It's a very deadly disease. You know why the cancer? Because the problem with cancer is.Your defense system cannot recognize this dangerous cell. You treat it as a normal cell, as a part of your body, to no longer attack it. So that's why not only don't attack it, but instead provide more nutrition to it.
另外一个例子就是我们大家知道的癌症的例子。为什么癌症这么难治呢？因为癌细胞在你的身体当中。我们的免疫系统无法判断癌细胞是不好的细胞。我们的免疫系统不仅仅不去限制它的增长，反而提供更多的营养让它增长，所以癌细胞得到了。
So your first thing you need to do is identify the passion. How to identify the truth, the Holy Spirit? You need a dwell yourself into the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要务必要分辨在我们身体属灵生命当中不好的东西。我们如何分辨这个不好的东西呢？那我们要依靠圣灵，让圣灵来到我们心中。因为圣灵的帮助，我们就可以分辨出撒旦的谎言。
You can tell this is a lie. This is not from me. It's not from God. I need to check.
一个圣灵的帮助，我们就知道这不是来自于我自己的意思，这不是我想要做的，我们就可以拒绝它。
When you have ability to not, well, because when you know it's dangerous, it's going to kill you, you're not going to do it.
这样，我们有了分辨不好的东西的能力之后，我们就不会去跟随撒旦的谎言了，我们就会。拒绝他。
Then the Holy Spirit will give you power to resist it.
圣灵就会给我们能力，给我们智慧，让我们去拒绝撒旦的谎言。
To summarize, first, there's a fake food, there's a real food. So we need to produce real food from Holy Spirit, from the God.Not your own desire, not your own determination. Your own determination is going to make you all more proud.
所以我们有虚假的果子，有圣灵的果子。我们基督徒当务之急是要结圣灵的果子，让圣灵来到我们。
Second point, you cannot control your heart. Only Holy Spirit can control.
第二点呢？我们自己不能够节制自己的心，只有圣灵可以节制。
So let Holy Spirit control you. He will set you free. He will give you abundant life. He's not trying to restrain you, make you suffer. He's trying to bless you. He's trying to give you true freedom.
所以我们要请圣灵来到我们心中，让圣灵来管理我们的生命啊，这样我们就会有一个丰富的生命。
The Satan give you faith freedom, apparent freedom, true bondage.
撒旦给你一个虚假的自由，是一个虚假的自由，是一个真正的瑕疵。
The Holy Spirit give you some restraint. I feel like I have to go to church Friday night. Oh, I cannot play games. That seems like a little restraint, little inconvenience, but it's a true freedom, it's a true abundant life.
圣灵给你的看上去好像有一些限制，好像我们星期五需要去教会，我们需要学习圣经，我们需要做这，需要做那，但是圣灵可以给你真正的自由，真正的自由。
Now, your decision, which one to do?
那现在是我们自己来做决定的时候了，你要跟随哪一个呢？
Follow the Holy Spirit, it's abundant life. Follow the sinful nature, sinful desire, it's death.
我们要跟随圣灵，我们就有丰盛的生命。我们如果跟随撒旦，跟随虚假的觉知，那我们就会自私。那我们去祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful truth. Help us to have a true self-control.
亚拿巴布斯，我们感谢你，给我们这样的真理。让我们聆听这样的真理，让我们得到真正的自由。
谢谢你，
得到你的喜悦。
谢谢你，
在耶稣里，好，阿门。